Chapter 4. The Publishing Work at Home and Abroad. Selections from Published and Unpublished Testimonies. Translations. A far greater effort should be made to extend the circulation of our literature in all parts of the world. The warning must be given in all lands and to all peoples. Our books are to be translated and published in many different languages. We should multiply publications on our faith in English, German, French, Danish-Norwegian, Swedish, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, and many other tongues. And people of all nationalities should be enlightened and educated, that they too may join in the work. Let our people do all in their power to diffuse to the world the light of heaven. In every way possible, call the attention of the people of every nation and tongue to those things that will direct their minds to the Book of Books. Arise, shine. God says to his people, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Why then do they feel so little burden to plant the standard of truth in new places? Why do they not obey the word, Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. Luke 12, verse 33. Why do they not return to the Lord his own, to be invested in heavenly merchandise? Why is there not a more earnest call for volunteers to enter the whitening harvest field? Unless more is done than has been done for the cities of America, ministers and people will have a heavy account to settle with the one who has appointed to every man his work. We repeat the prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 10. Are we doing our part to answer that prayer? We profess to believe that the commission which Christ gave to his disciples is given also to us. Are we fulfilling it? May God forgive our terrible neglect in not doing the work that as yet we have scarcely touched with the tips of our fingers. When will this work be done? It makes my heart sick and sore to see such blindness on the part of the people of God. There are thousands in America perishing in ignorance and sin, and looking afar off to some distant field, those who know the truth are indifferently passing by the needy fields close to them. Christ says, Go work today in my vineyard. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Matthew 21, verse 28. John 4, Verse 35. Wake up, my brethren and sisters, and enter the fields in America that have never been worked. After you have given something for foreign fields, do not think your duty done. There is a work to be done in foreign fields, but there is a work to be done in America that is just as important. In the cities of America, there are people of almost every language. These need the light that God has given to his church. The Lord lives and reigns. Soon he will arise in majesty to shake terribly the earth. A special message is now to be born, a message that will pierce the spiritual darkness and convict and convert souls. Haste thee, flee for thy life, is the call to be given to those who are dwelling in sin. We must now be terribly in earnest. We have not a moment to spend in criticism and accusation. Let those who have done this in the past fall on their knees in prayer, and let them beware how they put their words and their plans in the place of God's words and God's plans. The light of truth is to shine to the ends of the earth. Greater and still greater light is beaming with celestial brightness from the Redeemer's face upon his representatives, to be diffused through the darkness of a benighted world. As laborers together with him, let us pray for the sanctification of his Spirit, that we may shine more and more brightly. To every man his work. While traveling in Switzerland, we passed by a large building in process of erection. Many men were at work. Some were bringing stones from the quarry. Others were squaring, shaping, and measuring these stones, and others were placing them in their proper position in the building. In charge of the different departments were experienced workers, whose part it was to see that the work was done with faithfulness and thoroughness. Over all the men, superintending the work on the entire building, was the master builder. United action and perfect order prevailed among the men, and the work moved forward rapidly. Everyone was doing something. I was told that in the mountains other men were at work, felling trees for the timber needed in the building and floating them down the stream. To me, this sight was an object lesson of the way in which the Lord's work is to be carried forward. In his work, there are many different branches. Workers of different talents and capabilities are needed. Everyone is to do his best faithfully, and all are to work under the direction of the great head of the church, Christ Jesus.